So listen, what have you got for me this week? What are you going to tempt me with to see if I can make it? Yes.
There's a new sparkle in your life. I'm very impressed with this cooking business that you're going through.
What way are you going to go today?
So what I'm going to do, Marty, I'm going to talk to you about a lovely fish dish, and it's a really super quick fish dish. It's a gratin of cod with some prawns, and you don't have to use prawns. So you get your piece of cod. Now, just before we go through the recipe, you can use hake, you can use haddock, you can use pollock. Pollock is a member of the cod family. So they're all plentiful. There's plenty of fish available now at the minute. You know, if we're living in rural Ireland like me, you can get fish delivered to your door now. Just look up some of these companies. Sustainable Seafood, they are based in Dublin. They'll deliver nationwide.
Right.
And then eatmorefish.ie, just for your listeners. So a piece of cod, skin on, but no bones. So that means it's pin boned. And just a nice regular portion, about probably a little bit smaller than the size, than the length of your hand, a little bit smaller.
Right, so
what we do is put some spinach in that, put maybe 4 or 5 prawns. What I love is the Dublin Bay prawns. I don't know if you're a fan of prawns.
Yes, I am actually, funnily enough, yes.
I love them, and they're called the langoustines. They're the most expensive, but you can use the tiger tail or whatever you can get off your local fishmonger or in the supermarket. So 3 or 4, try and get the raw prawns if you can, because your fish is raw, and then you sit that on top of some spinach, a little bit of mozzarella, or I've done this with cheddar cheese, so whatever you have, a little drizzle of chili sauce. It's kind of like a sweet chili sauce. It's a company in Ireland called Thai Gold who do it, or you can make your own chili jam,
yes,
which is like a sweet and sour sauce, and then a little bit of pesto. Pesto is a dressing to have in your fridge, because it's lovely with pasta.
You have no alternative for pesto in this particular regard, have you, for someone who might like it? I've read a child who doesn't like pesto, I'm afraid.
Well, do you know what? You could use some lovely fresh basil and maybe lovely fresh basil with the sweet chili sauce. Drizzle that over on top of your cheese, and then that goes into the oven. And truthfully, that will bake from start to finish in about 20 minutes. Now, Marty, what I always do when I'm doing this fish dish, I get, you know, the little cherry vine tomatoes on the vine?
I love them.
I put them, yeah, I love them too. So put them onto a tray with parchment paper,
Them
your fish. When the cherry tomatoes are cooked, try and pick nice big ones. They take about 18, 20 minutes, then your fish is cooked. Because people get nervous about fish. 20 minutes will do this dish. And the oven temperature is 190, so it's quite a hot oven.
Yes.
So it's a gratin. So what happens, Marty, is the cheese melts all over the prawns. And then you have your lovely sauce. And if you don't want to use pesto, obviously that's fine. You can use basil, fresh basil.
Right.
But the lovely chili sauce, and it's just delicious. Now with that, so it's kind of two recipes in one.
The only problem for me with that is that I'd probably have half the tomatoes gone. Because from once I have them in my hand, I tend to eat them. I just love them. Chop them up and eat them.
That.
And these are whole tomatoes, are they, chopped?
Yeah, the whole cherry tomatoes.
Whole time.
And they can be growing, like a lot of them are growing, you know, outside Dublin, Lusgrush, that kind of part of Dublin. Yeah, a lot of them are growing there, which is
they're
great.
Lovely. They're
so, Marty,
yes,
with the recipe that will be on your website, it's kind of like two for the price of one. It's called like a smoked salmon orzo. So first of all, orzo is a pasta. It's in the shape of rice, but it is pasta.
Yeah.
But you can do this recipe with any pasta. So you know the traditional way of cooking pasta. You put a big pot of water, you put some salt in it, you don't put oil into it. But with this, we're going to put a pinch of saffron, or what I sometimes do, kind of a cheap cabin's way of colouring it, is put about half a teaspoonful of turmeric, which colours the pasta. Okay, so you let that cook until it's al dente. You'll know what that means, because your love for Italian food.
That's right.
It means that the pasta is just cooked. So the orzo is a small little rice-shaped pasta, and that will cook about maybe 8 to 9 minutes. It doesn't take long. Whereas if you're using a penne pasta or fuselli, they can all be used. They might take 12 to 14 minutes. So, Marty, you cook that, and then you strain it, and you rinse off the water, so that stops the starch, and then in the saucepan that you cook the pasta, because your pasta is in a sieve, you're going to put in some cream, some smoked salmon, some basil, chives, and lemon zest.
Oh wow!
And then you warm that up, and then you add in your pasta, and that's a meal in itself, to be honest with you.
I was just going to say.
That is a beautiful meal in itself, that pasta dish. But normally what we do in the restaurant or the cookery school, we serve a small spoonful of the orzo with your gratin of fish. Do you need vegetables with it? I don't think so.
What do you think?
You have your tomatoes, you know.
Yeah,
you have
enough going on, right, haven't you? Yeah.
I think you definitely have enough. It's very substantial. There's enough in
And this has been a popular fish dish in the restaurant for ages.
It has, and it's actually in the cookery school I get the students to make it, and a lot of people say, wow, I can't believe how simple this recipe is.
I'd make it.
Well, no, they say it. I'm quoting my students.
All right, yeah.
Marty, there's a lovely, I said sweet chilli sauce, but there's a lovely, it's from Thai Gold, it's called Sriracha, so it's a kind of a spicy chilli sauce, which I like. Sriracha, S-A-C-H-I-R-A-S.
Sriracha.
Yeah, sriracha, but it's a sweet, Thai Gold do it, they're an Irish company.
It's a chilli sauce, would you say, sweet chilli?
Yeah. It's a little bit of a kick to it. So that's your savoury recipe. Now I'm going to talk about a dessert. So this is a lovely light dessert. It's called a posset. It's like a set cream.
Yes.
So you take some cream. I won't give quantities because it'll be on your website.
Sure.
So you put cream and sugar and juice and zest of one lemon, one passion fruit, and a little bit of vanilla pod, or you can use the extract.
Can you get that at the moment?
There's absolutely no problem getting the extract. I was looking at it or the vanilla pods in the supermarket.
Okay.
No problem at all. Right. So one lemon, zested and juiced. So what happens here, Marty, the cream and the sugar, you bring it to the boil, you add in the lemon juice, you add in the lemon zest, you add in the vanilla pod, and then you bring it to the boil for 1 minute, and then you let it go cold, and then you pour it into a teacup, into a glass, into a martini glass, into a dish. It's going to set. It's a reaction of the lemon juice that sets the cream.
Oh.
So it's a traditional English dessert, but normally they use double cream, sugar and lemon, whereas I'm putting passion fruit. We love a bit of passion in our life, don't we, Marty?
We do.
And a little bit of vanilla in there gives lovely flavour, and you can use lime in it, but the lemon you need, it won't set without the lemon juice. It's a reaction of the citric acid and the cream. So that's really, really simple. This dessert genuinely will be done from start to finish in about maybe 15 minutes. It's the easiest dessert you've ever done. You see, you make it and it sets. So if you make it the day before, so say you wanted it, okay, we're Friday now today, so you wanted it for Sunday.
Yeah.
So you could make it this evening or tomorrow and it's going to be perfect for the next 3 or 4 days. You'll have it eaten before then, trust me, but it keeps. It's an absolutely beautiful dessert. And then with that, some lovely berries. So you know Armand and Stamullen, Pat Clark.
Of course.
Lovely strawberries. Yeah, he started picking them now, and then some raspberries, and you mix that with a little bit of vanilla extract, a tiny little bit of balsamic vinegar, and your favourite herb, some basil. So that's what we call to macerate berries. So if you can leave them in the fridge overnight, and serve them on their own with ice cream or sorbet or on a pavlova, but see what the posset. Oh, it's delicious.
It sounds gorgeous. You
know, it is light, creamy, delicious, sinful. You're getting one of your five a day.
But the idea of macerating, is that to do with softness? Is that what that means?
Well, that's a really good point.
Soaking.
Soaking. Yeah, I love that word. Well done.
Yeah.
Good on you. So you're not actually poaching the berries. What you're doing, you're gently, you're infusing them. That's the word. Yeah, you're infusing them, and the flavour you get. And when you get really nice Irish strawberries in season, which they are now, and thank God for the good weather, and then a little bit of balsamic vinegar, it is delicious, even with ice cream.
That sounds lovely. Now, you would or you wouldn't recommend me to give this a go?
I would recommend, Martin.
Yeah.
It's foolproof.
The whole thing sounds gorgeous.
You can surprise that lovely family of yours now. You're on a roll.
That might be a picture to take, all right. Listen, I was just thinking, you haven't thought about doing any cookery online, have you, while all this is going on?
Well, you know what? I've been doing a lot on the Instagram account.
I don't do the Instagram. Have you?
Yeah, I do a wee bit. Well, Twitter, I suppose, and our Facebook page for my team. So there's lots of videos that your listeners and your audience can watch. I have one done up the posset, so I might put that up, and I have one done up the Granton of Cod. But if they go to you for the recipe, they can watch me cooking it.
And where can I see you doing this so I don't make a mess of it?
On the MacNean Facebook page or on my Instagram account.
All right.
The MacNean, they're the two things, but you don't have Instagram, you tell me.
As a fellow said, I know somebody who can get it for me. And that's all
I started my own YouTube channel this week.
There you go.
I've had four views, so it's going really well.
Glad you're flying it.
Imelda, Connor, Lucy and myself, so that's good.
And what are you doing on it?
I'm just doing recipes. I'm trying to tie the whole thing in recipes. Oh, that's all I'm doing, recipes. Jeez, what else would I be doing? My God, cooking food, cooking some nice, simple recipes that people can watch and enjoy. But the engagement is very good, Marty, and now more than ever, I suppose.
Yes.
social media is playing and technology a very important part. Like, look at, wouldn't I love to be in the studio with you, but I can talk to you on my phone and
yes, I know.
In the office, you know, and we can just do what we do. We're good pals, but we have to get on with life because this will pass and we have to believe
it will pass, please God, and we'll get back to a semblance of normality.
Yeah, you're right. We do have to eat, and please God, enjoy what we can to enjoy the most is some nice food and family time. I think that's for me what it's about.
That's right. Well, listen, God bless you, and love to everybody there in McNeans. Nevin, you're a joy, and thanks for talking to us again. I'm trying to think what to play. I could play something about fish. I see a little fishy. Lemon. Listen, keep the faith, my friend. Have a nice weekend. Keep safe, and God bless you. We'll talk eventually. Face to face. Take care, my friend. God bless you. Hugs to everybody.
Bye-bye.
See you now. God bless you. There goes Nevin, the lovely Nevin. And we'll be talking to him. So it's gratin of cod with prawns, smoked salmon, and saffron orzo. And then the lemon posset with the passion fruit. And God bless Nevin. Keep the faith. And it's on the RT Lyric FM.